The whole scripture is a testimony of warfare. And I began to ask myself, is it that, you know, remember the scripture that said that Satan was sent to this world with great wrath? How many of you have? You remember that scripture? Those days when I was younger, I used to ask myself, why will God send Satan to the world? Those days I used to say, my volume is too low. I don't want to shout. Those days I used to say, why is it that why is it that there is warfare? Is there not one way we can just do like this and be living in this world without harmony? You know that thing that trailer people and tipper people used to write on the body of their vehicle? If you can tell me that thing, I will know that God has been calling you for warrior since you were small, just that you didn't know. If you know it, raise your hand. You know it. This sister knows. Do you know it? You should know. You should know. Do you know it? What is it? No, not that. Huh? What? No, not many have gone. Who knows? Wait, let me. I will be picking one after another. You? No, not that. It is live and let live. Those days, all the vehicles, there is something that is written behind them. Live and what? Let live. Unfortunately, this world doesn't recognize that. That, anytime you hear it, just know that that person is living in illusion. Just because you are like this, doing well, just because you are doing well, is making people angry. The anger of Satan is not because you did anything. It's because, you know, what did Job do? What did Job do for God? What did Job do to Satan? What is it that Job did to Satan? Tell me. Satan came and petitioned God. I said, look at this man. You made him rich. You have to learn what I'm telling you. Be careful and take warrior mode. Satan petitioned God, and God gave Satan permission. May demons and devils not receive permission in the name of Jesus. Okay, you are not serious. So you you know, I teach, but I don't really teach. I teach prophetically. So if I have a burden in the spirit, I don't come and say my burden. So if you are not careful, you will miss your seasons, miss what is happening. When I teach, that is why anytime I teach, Satan is angry with me, all of what we are doing. Like yesterday, somebody told me that after Bedfam, some of you saw what I posted, that the Marine Kingdom, they are very, very angry with me for yesterday's bedpans. And I fought war in the night too. The Marine Kingdom, all of them, and they now said that they will send their agents into our midst. Some of you don't know. So I'm trying to teach you. You don't know now. That's why, because now that I've said this, everybody said, meanwhile, I'm teaching you the truth. My teaching is what, the reason why teaching is more powerful is that that is what you need. It's no story. Story will make you, but teaching will arm you, will equip you, will give you with necessary tools. Even if nothing happened, it will tear the veil from your eyes. Satan is always angry when I come here and tell you people how much he has been defeated. I will not stop saying it. No be small defeat then give Satan. If you and this guy is fighting, and you now carry him and throw on the ground, you defeated him, but it's a small defeat. It's just that you overpowered him. What happened in hell is not Jesus overpowering Satan. No. It's no match contest. I was watching Because my brother likes contact sports. So I was watching, since we now left, me and him, we noticed that those days when we were younger, we liked wrestling. But when we noticed that wrestling is, they plan am na game now. So all of us now left. We are looking for something that has reality in it, a little bit reality. So we now entered boxing. So I started watching some box. Need to go and watch. This man called Mike Tyson is not a human being. You heard story, you have not watched. Just take time and go to YouTube. There is one, they were holding him. He was doing like this. They were holding him. The other guy came out. He just did like, boom, once. The guy did like this, like three. Your fellow man, if they ask you, did you fight with that guy? Is he a fight? There is a difference between, there are three levels. One is where you and the person fought and you throw the person. Sometimes he is winning you, sometimes you are winning him. Is he not what you and Satan is doing? Sometimes you are winning him, sometimes he is winning you. Sometimes, hear what I'm saying, I'm using the, it's just to help you understand. Sometimes you are winning him, sometimes he will not win you totally, sometimes you are winning. So that's not what happened between Jesus and Satan in hell. So you have not realized your experience in Christ. You are seated with him. Far above principalities and powers. Satan will be more angry after this one. There is another one. That one is where you actually won the person. You beat the person. When you beat somebody, are you fighting with the person? No. Do you know what it means to beat somebody? Who said yes? Do you know what it means to beat somebody? I want to give an example. There is nobody small here. Everybody is looking big. I want to use this young man, but his muzzle is already... Look at this small boy like this now. And they say, him and body. And the young man now, the young man did gym, you know, prepared for 7 days. You are not hearing what is happening in the realm of the spirit. That is why some people wonder why they fasted for 7 days and nothing happened. Your gymming for 7 days is not enough to give you the stature it takes to combat. Because I want to show you some things here. There are four levels of demonic activity. There are three arms and four levels. But before I get there, let me show you something. So, human body is fighting. Is he a fight? What do we say? You this boy. You know, the boy will be doing it. He will kick him. Bro, as you know, there is this kind of, you kick somebody, his two legs will leave the ground as he's about to fall. You know, as he's falling, he will be seeing morning stars. There are levels. So there is the one my mother used to give us when we were small, and I know some of your mothers gave you. When my mother, she doesn't hit you, she doesn't slap you here or here. You want her hand to break. Is on your eyes so that the bright at the morning star will come. The bright morning stars. Has it happened to you? It's like this. Don't touch your eye. Let me try. Let me see if. Bwah! And I will go to heaven. Go to hell. Go to many places and then William. That one is called what? Beating. You and that person can be fighting. What is the problem? The strength and energy difference is too much. It's too much for it to be a contest. But there is another one. The one that happened between
Jesus and Satan is a whole new ball game. It's so different that have you seen ants before?
Yes,
can ants fight you? Now let me give you that ant explanation is not good enough. You see this now. What is this? A jotter. So this your jotter woke up one day and said he wants to fight you. Yes, because Satan was created by God. Are you getting the point? So if your jotter wakes up one day and says he wants to fight you, what will you do? You just open it like this. No. If you burn it, the pain will, there won't be much pain. Have you not noticed that cutters don't, they don't shoot people if they want. If they don't, they rarely shoot. They want your death to be painful because it's like mob action. They want, they send message.
Yes, sir.
And what I was teaching you people yesterday, there are some demons you see, send them message. Don't just cast them. Send them message to their network. It's what we did yesterday. We sent message to their network. They started running around. And because of that, we will dedicate long period to marine demons. They are in trouble forever making that statement. I will dedicate all my energy. Listen to me. Anybody troubled by marine demons, to this period is the end to it. Listen. If God called me, I leverage my anointing on it. Satan is in real trouble. I invoke all the angels that work with me. I invoke all the powers that work with me. The authority of my calling is behind this my statement. No, it's over. For Satan to even dare, who told him? How dare him? I don't have any job now. I have resigned from any. It's me and Satan now. Even the people that didn't do anything, I'm buying your case. I buy your case. Instead of Satan to be going on his own, he had the effrontery to come and threaten us. How dare him? You will see how we use him. It was Caleb that said, even those people that look like giants, they are bread. We will soak them in water and eat. Me that is looking for how to test some new weapon that God gave me. There is no opportunity to test. Yes, now. I've not been on the field for 3 months. No, he's just within us. Like, so I've not tested. I know there are many weapons. You know, America, there is no war. Sometimes they go and start a war. Some of these big countries, they intentionally start wars because too many, their defense ministry, they are producing all kind of massive weapons of destruction. There is no place to test it. Hey! My new long-range weapon. They said America and Russia went to the sea and they are testing their weapon. China is testing their weapon. How can somebody use millions of dollars, produce a weapon? There is no war. He's testing it. He's testing it. You don't know that one is more powerful than the war itself. Huh? If your weapon is a pen knife, and you are supposed to fight me, and in the morning, I wake up in the morning, and I bring out my sword, the one from that end to this end, and I'll do it like this. With fire everywhere. You will go ask the person that sent you. Just kill me yourself. Don't allow the enemy to kill me. If you don't want to kill me, just kill me. Don't allow me to. At least if you kill me, my corpse will be available. Me that have been training since against marine demons. The only shield a man needs against marine spirit, if you can master your appetite, Eh? Your garment is okay. Any man that have mastered his appetite, there is nothing marine spirit can do that can touch you. That is why if, for example, if you are sent to those marine places, sent to places where the only thing they will be testing is your appetite. That if you are not weak in your appetite, go and check it. Your eating, your sleeping, your eyes, your ears. Eh? All those your appetites. If you master it, forget it. There is nothing Satan can do. And there is no better time to do this as now that we are in 50 days retreat. Hey, Satan is in trouble. Oh. He is in trouble. Oh. He is in trouble. Oh. He is in trouble. Oh. we can Ghana. I'm moving in the streets of those waters, all those places they are hanging all those stuff. And all of you, if you have dream and all those things, get back to me. Some of you are living in water. You want to be free, but you don't know how to be free. You know. You better come to me. Let me help you. You are speaking in tongues. You are living in water. Something is wrong. Sometimes you don't know how they will bring you there and you are in their midst.
Kuande kabo, kuande kabo, kuande. trouble. He is in trouble. He is in trouble. Ah! Let the angels arise them. Arise them. Everywhere. Everywhere. Jesus are in trouble. They are in trouble. They are in trouble. They are in trouble. Marie Powers is in trouble. What do you want?
I want to put demonic powers, marine powers on notice. Since they sent me a challenge, I accept the challenge. I dedicate my time and days against them. I dedicate my anointing against them. I dedicate my authority against them. I know they hear my voice. I know they hear me. And their agents. I accept the challenge. If God has called me, for this reason, this is one of the fundamental grace and anointing that God gave me. This one, to destroy the installations of darkness, to deliver men that there is no more hope for their deliverance. People that have tried to be delivered, no hope. Satan has made mockery of their prayers. It seems as if they cannot be retrieved or recovered. Aha! I come by the rod of my calling. I retrieve you. I retrieve you now. I retrieve you now. I retrieve you now. I retrieve you now. will go back to our teaching. But you are going to shout fire 7 times. How can you be speaking in tongues that are invoking you? You see yourself being involved in things that you cannot explain. How do they manage to do it? Today, it's over. Today, we declare that it's over. Today, we declare that it's over. Lift up your two hands. You will shout fire 7 times. At the 7th one, you take your two hands and drop it upon your head. Pray. There is fire everywhere. Are you ready? Yeah! Hey. In the kingdom of darkness, a tsunami. It will not be with them, it will swallow them. They will be submerged. 7! On your head, on your head.
Take him, take,
take him the other side. Demons are in trouble. They are in trouble. They are in trouble. They are in trouble. Satan is in trouble. He is in trouble. He is in trouble. He is in trouble. Aye. Jesus' name. They said some strong men are not happy with me. They said I'm rising without consulting them. Yes. That's why this time around it seems as if Sonship Conference that our finance became warfare unusually before we were able to break the jinx. They said, how are we getting money and how did they manage to allow us get money and we are doing this damage? At least let them collect money. But the greatest sign to us in this our work is that finance, because normally this kind of prayer ministry, Satan removes finance from it. Yes. If you're a prayer warrior, many times all prayer warriors are poor. Check your former church. Your churches. How many of you can remember your prayer warrior? So, and it is from that place that people now began to say that it's not about prayer, it's about working hard. They assume that people that pray are lazy. I've forgotten where I saw a post. Somebody made a comment and said that whoever prays 6 hours will be useless throughout the day. Another person commented under it and said that what did the person even comment? He said that it's lazy people that don't have what they are doing that will go and be praying 6 hours. Huh? That's why, as a man of God, don't pray for anybody you see. Some of them has used their mouth and castigated your labors. They will come and they will tell you, some of these people telling you pray, my business, this one is trouble. They use their mouth. If you see what they are writing and saying about God and what you are doing, yeah, you will know why God doesn't answer all prayers. If you pray for certain people and it's not answered, trust God that He knows, because some of them are said unsayable. They will collect prayer from you. It's working for them. There is one I know. He will come inside on my inbox and be telling me to pray. Eh? That God should release his visa. If you see the way he's telling me, he will come out on inbox and be bashing all pastors, saying that all of them are fake. That, meanwhile, he will come inbox and be begging me for prayers. That's when I found out. Don't allow Satan to deceive you out of this. It is people that cannot pray are the ones saying that. They have tried. Their life, summary of their prayer life is 2 minutes. So they are wondering, me, 2 minutes I'm praying. I forget to pray sometimes. How many of you were there? You used to be there. How long do you pray, you? No culture. Huh? Huh? 3 hours. We pray, warrior. Were you not like that before? You are. That's why
I will this about me and you. Now you see what God is doing to you now. You are just groaning until you are. That thing that happened to Paul, God said, I will use you, but I will show you what you will suffer for my name's sake. But the grace will be there, but the labor will be there. Some of them don't know that some of us don't sleep up to 3 hours, with fasting included. Especially we thank God for the gift and grace of praying in tongues that you can actually do anywhere. What is the purpose of nose masks, face masks? Why did God release nose masks from heaven? Huh? Why did God release nose masks? Why did God release nose masks? Not that face mask from heaven. So you can be praying in tongues on the street, in the bank as you are walking, anywhere you are as you are walking, they will know what you are doing. Huh? Try it. What I'm doing steady, I enjoy face masks. If I'm traveling, sometimes one day I was flying. It's only me and you that know the origin of this. One day I was flying, and as soon as I went to the departure lounge, they were extending the flight. Me, I had my nose mask with my two things you need, two gifts from God. One is your earpiece, the other one, a man that travels without earpiece, you are in trouble. I consider it one of the greatest inventions of humanity. That in earpiece. Once you put it, you travel into your world. And when you stay there long enough, people beside you will know that you are not with them. One man was tapping me. Tapping me, I said, yeah. I just did my face. I prayed in tongues for 3 to 4 hours before we now left. I closed that thing. Until one man was looking at some people, they can't mind their business. All the time, they'll be looking. He was looking at me as if I'm doing something inside that. Because some people even reduce that. Me, I close my own. Because there is a purpose, there is a reason for everything. I said, I will use this nose mask and pray so much that Satan will come and remove nose masks. Whatever he did that made people start using nose masks, if we turned it on him, if all civil servants carry nose masks and pray in tongues for 4 hours, I'm telling you now, Satan will remove it in 1 week. He will do anything and remove it. I heard they are forcing people to vaccinate in Benin. That if you don't, you will not go to bank. If you don't vaccinate, you will not go to bank. You know. Let me reserve my statement. The fathers have not said anything, so let's leave it. You know. Our people used to give a proverb that. Interpretation. I will not do it. It's intentional. If they want to kill a man, they set him up against his chi. He is an evil proverb. Do you know what it means? Make you no go lost abroad, though.
Do you know what it means? Huh? All this fake. If your elder brother doesn't know, are you the one that will know? Hallelujah. Let me show you something quickly. Let's see verse 7. In the next 10 minutes, let's see verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ah! Stay where you were before now. Reduce it. How were you used to be? Uh-huh. More. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Where? No, in yourself. Have you seen people they motivate you and tell you believe in yourself? That's why you are here now. The reason why you are like this is because how many of you, okay, you have done it? This guy, where is that your friend? Where are you, Joshua? The guy no there. Okay, see, I'm there. Uh-huh. And on that, they look like each other. You, facially, if they look at you, you can motivate us. Come and sit in front. From today, stop sitting at the back. Who am I going to use? Is there space here? I will find. Come. Go and sit there. I consecrate this year as your own. Anytime you come and sit here. Because this is where William sat and they helped his life. Many people sat here. And if God wants to help your life, he will put you here. Before William, somebody else sat there. Huh? You sat there. Many people have sat here. If God wants to. Have you sat here? If God wants to help your life, he will. You will have to apologize to God. That's where we are going to start. For telling people what is not real. Even you, myself, it never worked for you. Huh? Why are you not? Even you, myself, it never worked for you. The Bible said, finally, my brethren, be strong. Somebody is passing through turmoil, all kinds of things. You are telling the person, be strong. Huh? Just find a way and look deep inside of you. We find an inner strength. The demons in your village, they like inner strength. That is your inner strength. All the men that use inner strength, demons like them because they are bred. That's why Satan bring you, like, you know ice cream. Not this one they do now. The ice cream of these days is thick and rich. No, it's the one when we are small. Or matter. When you bring it, you do like this. It will finish. So those demons, they will make you ice cream. Put you like this under the sun. Or matter. So the name of Joshua in the spirit now is what? Oh my God, yes. So they will keep him like this and like. He will come out tomorrow and say, be strong. Find your inner strength, your inner capacity. There are things within a man that is untapped. You just have to search deeper. You will find it. When you are through, the demon that stopped your father 40 years ago, we say, look at this man. With all your motivation, bah! On your head, you wake up in the morning depressed. Wake up in the morning confused. The small thing that is working for you will stop. The people that promise you, they will escape. It will seem as if you started life afresh again. You will be building. If I'm not correct, just tell me. Let me stop. I'm not teaching now. Let me teach. Now I'm not teaching. You know the target of Satan, to bring you to the point where you now give up. Because some of those things you are sensing in the natural, they are actually true, but the way you want to get it is another thing. So two things will happen. Satan will like you to forever seek that accomplishment by the energy of your humanity. Meanwhile, God likes it anyway, because God will want you to get to the end of your strength. It is at that point you say, God, anything you want now, help me. Then he will now tell you what he would have, like now, he's telling Joshua now what he would have told him 20, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, if he had listened well. God is wiser and stronger than man. Sometimes, if God takes some things away from us, tell him thank you. Because it is the taking away of that thing that helped our life. Imagine if God's love is in South Africa. I saw a picture collage that he did with a man of God. I saved it on my phone. That man of God is a prophet. Or they said he's a prophet. I don't know. You are not born well. And if people are not born well, they will have complications as they are growing. So, you see, he is having complications in his growth because he was not born well. The kind of child he is what they call mulatto. What's a mulatto? What's a mulatto? Who knows what is a mulatto? I know you will know. Somebody give Bob the mic. He knows all this kind of thing. He's well read. He's my kind of person. He's a person I like to share ideas with. You cannot sit around him and you see your idea that is flowing, like you sat with him and God started arranging your head, because the way you are doing things is not well packaged.
Okay.
No, sit down now. You are in your father's house.
A mulatto is just simply a half caste, somebody that has.
You are euphemistic. It's like, let me tell you so that the meaning will sink in. Somebody that they contributed all kinds of things to make him. So we cannot trace your origin as a mulatto. They contributed black, yellow, red, all kinds of things. So if we start tracing this guy now, I don't know where we are going to trace. Where can we trace you now? Because a lot of people contributed. Are you getting the point? Are you seeing now what is he's a mulatto? So it's a problem. It's a problem not to be born well. Many people's their challenge in their walk with God is that they were not born well. You finally gave your life to Christ. So just because you gave your life to Christ and it's genuine doesn't mean you were born well anyway. Have you not heard that somebody that is drunk, a drunk, is preaching the Bible? Somebody got genuinely born again from that. In fact, some of the places you got born again, later on, when your eyes open, you can't go there again. When you now realize what was actually happening there, you have seen. You are not born well. You are not born well. Go and visit your bed. If you are climbing, you are having issue climbing. Go back to your bed. That's where the problem is. You were not born well. You are a mulatto. We cannot trace you. You don't know what it means in spiritual birth when you can trace the origin of your birth spiritually. Are you a mulatto? There are many spiritual mulattoes in the body of Christ. Too many people contributed, too many things contributed, we don't know. And once you see those people, 5 years they are floundering, 10 years they are floundering. But imagine if you got born again in this setting. What will happen to you in 3 years? There is no pastor that can stand toe to toe with a guy that have stayed here for 1 year. If you stay 2 years, is another thing. Look at you now. Now just over 1 year, you don't they talk like I was sitting now, I was looking at you.
last week you were talking, you know. Others, we are seeing some things. Me, I was seeing other things. Huh? Don't come to WhatsApp and ask me what are the other things, because that's what some people will do it. They will come and be disturbing me. Somebody cannot, because of that, I will not talk to you again. So I will be leaving you out of my discussion. Because any small thing, you come and be disturbing me, come and be disturbing me. Elga. Don't come and ask me. So, all the people that are spiritual mulattoes, this is a guy they have made him pastor 2 years ago. The thing weak me. The thing weak. Imagine if you now find yourself in your church. Let's say you did not come here, and they now give you church, and people are there, because they will teach you one or two style to gather people. If I leave you now, you can gather people. I know you can gather people. Even if they don't come, you know how to draw ladies. I know, it's a charm you have. I've watched you and I've seen it. Yes, so one day ask me what I know about some of you. Whether you are a guy or a girl, I know, I have a dossier. That's where I work from. It's not what people are saying. Forget this, your condition. So he will now gather members in that church. Imagine that your state before, and you pastor people. Where will you pastor them to? And in that state, you are actually better than majority of pastors. Many people entered into traditional religion, followed Satan, became atheists because of what they saw pastors do in close range. They ran to God. What they saw broke their hearts. If you go, pray for some of us that God will keep our vessel pure. It is not easy to bring gospel in this dimension we are bringing it, where your lifestyle matches your message. Sometimes your lifestyle is even bigger than your message. The more you live closer to me, the more you find out that my standards were actually higher than you thought. Many people have been frustrated with me. Sometimes they will tell me, one of our guy went to Facebook and he was raising unnecessary. I don't know who sent him. I don't know how. I finished praying in the night and Holy Ghost told me, move this way. I move on social media. Sometimes he used to direct me, say, move this way. I will move this way. Sometimes I will come to your post. That's where we will end. Yes, sir. So I saw our guy. That guy is tall. He's a talker. The Lord give you understanding. That person you think I'm talking about, that's the person. He mobilized. He was laboring in the flesh, laboring by the help of Satan. Laboring. God now showed me. I told him, Oga, who sent you? I'm sure I'm not the one. I'm not God. And he's not God. Now, if he's not God and I'm not the one, who is it? If God didn't send you and I didn't send you, okay. If God didn't send him and I didn't send him, who sent him?
Satan.
Simple. Don't paint it. You know, sometimes he has tried and many people, and they wonder why. My brother, it's our life that we are saving. Make we no quick die. A day will come, those things you accumulated in the name of
working for God, you will leave them.
Many times when you see churches, the owner or the founder dies and something start happening, it will mean those things were accumulated in the wrong way. At the end, what will remain is what was built by Christ. And many times it will be one or two young men that contacted genuine grace. How did I enter here? Okay, and some people are strong in themselves, and some people are mulatto, and some people are fake pastors. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and what? Where is your Bible? Where is your daughter? What's this guy's name? So they said you are Gandalf the Great. You don't have Jota. Why? Jota is cheap. It's about 1,000. Buy, hold. It will last you till next year end. How will you remember? Come and give him. If you don't have money, I will pay for you. Bring quickly. I'm about to say something important to you. And the reason why people don't make progress, they continue praying. Meanwhile, God has answered their prayer in a teaching. This is the way God works. If he has provided the answer to your problem in your immediate environment, your searching for the answer elsewhere will not yield any result until you look around you and see that your jota carries your answer. Some people have heard their salvation, they did not write it down. They just allowed the thing to be flying. And the human mind is not that strong to capture everything. You can hear something and capture just 20% of it. When you go back to it, you will now hear what you did not hear in what you heard. Get jota now. Where is it? It has finished. Even our this thing has conspired against us. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Against what? Against what? Against what? So, how many are there? I'm pointing at somebody. Okay, Elijah, how many are there? Number one is what? Don't look at my. You have been a man of God. Only no go near fact for law. Near Mike, call why answer. Defend the under fact.
Number one.
You know, if I ask you a question like this, you will come from your subconscious. Don't look at my projector screen.
Powers in high places.
Which NIV? Your own, and even you too. You are a collaborator. You are an accomplice in evil. Because this thing indeed is evil. Evil against the written scripture. Many of you have done evil. No wonder the demon is not living, because where you are quoting is not in the Bible. And the demon knows that place. When Jesus is quoting, Satan knows and is quoting back. You are quoting often, you quote Matthew and join this thing, join Luke and join
the demon will be saying, which Bible? Is it the monk Bible or Buddha Bible? For we wrestle not against, but against one. What? Two. What? Three. What? Four. What? Come and give Alan Wachuku Mike. His mouth is shaking. His mouth is shaking. His mouth is shaking. No. You know Elijah said, I'm looking for his trouble. All the, he said, he saw me wonder. I said, Baba, give me me na chonyo uno kwe na chonde madizo. God anointed me to look for your trouble. He's an anointing. Yes, you can't do this thing I'm doing. They will kill you. Ekram again. It is sharp. Okay, out of these four now, which one is the highest, the most powerful? I don't want to all this. If I hear she, I will ask you the one you won't answer. I'll be calling your name on mic, and there are countless people following us online. I hope you are not the one, Nature Grace. I hope.
The wickedness in high places.
You are correct. Let's clap for him. You know, I heard people teach that the highest there is principalities. Maybe because of the way principalities sounded. No. Principality is just a prince over polity, a prince over a location. Then the next one is powers. Then the next one is rulers of the darkness of this world. Then the next one is spiritual wickedness. Where? So this last one is actually my emphasis for today. This one, their operation is atmospheric. From the scripture, you will understand that it is not just one heaven that we have, according to the scripture, that there are multiple heavens. So there is the first layer of the heaven, the one that the earth is directly under its government. And this scripture is trying to tell you, because influence comes from that. I hope you know that influence comes from the atmosphere. I hope you know. Influence has to do with atmosphere. Write it. Influence has to do with what? Atmosphere. If when you see an influential man, he has a controlling atmosphere or something that can control the atmosphere. That is why people like Dag Howard Mills, when he encountered the ministry of Benny Hinn and some of those people, he wrote a book, and the name of that book is The Sweet Influences of the Spirit. The sweet what? Influences of the Spirit. So he is trying to tell you that the Spirit can influence the way. There is a way you feel the presence of God, just the influences. It will affect the way you behave that day. Is it not true? What if you listen to some music? My friend many years ago, you know, people say music, there is nothing bad in it. They ask them secular music, they say, is this sin? Carnal woman and man like you. Is this sin to listen to David? Is this sin? I think I need to check many of your phone. Open your own. Let me check. Open. Show me your music. Quickly. I need to check all of you. All of you, open your own. Let me check. Show me your music. There are some people I won't check your own, but some people, they are quiet. Meanwhile, there are men of God that are yo. But whiskey is inside. And what they are singing there is shake. How do you survive that?
one day they will shake you, shake into the fire. Some people, they don't like me. They say my message is too hard. Meanwhile, I'm giving you practical lesson. This one is not even deep, sir. It's just surface level. It's because we ignored this one that he went deep. My friend, watch. My friend, listen to Justin Bieber. Those days. Listen to first song, second song. Was, you know how you used to soak Benny Hinn? My friend was soaking Justin Bieber, and his soul was cultured by the, because there is an anointing on that. Some of those, Davido doesn't reign because he wants to reign. There is an anointing in what he's doing. I can tell you three categories of anointing that is in what he's doing. Number one, I have taught some of you that is on our WhatsApp group, I have taught it. Huh? That is number one. That will make him come and be saying, you say, yeah. And it will be selling everywhere. What is yeah? Something is on it. Even in ministry, that thing is real. Huh? If I cough, you will like it. Huh? Something is not normal. Many years ago, I have to realize that there is something. Yeah? For Jesus, there is such a thing as hear ye him anointing. He has been talking. Everybody knew him, but they are not hearing him. They hear him, but they don't hear him. Until they released a decree from heaven and said, this is my beloved son. They have said, this is my beloved son before, but it was not enough. They sent him somewhere. After he passed through, they said, now what? Hear ye him. There is a hear ye him season, hear ye him anointing, hear ye him grace. So, my friend, listen to it. By evening, when he has soaked it, by around 2, 3, 4, from morning, he was soaking it. By evening, he now saw a lady that they are living in a flat that is opposite. Eh? And I told the lady, hi, the high came with an anointing. Some of the high, you say, you know, self, if you have been in the business, some of you that have been in the business, you know what I'm saying. So I don't need to go too far so that I will not open your, you have been in the business. Should I call out some of you? I mean both guys and ladies. So ladies know when they have you in CK1. They have soaked. Eh? They will just come and say, how are you? They will make sure they touch you small and do like this. Another busy gota. You will be trying to rescue us. You have to thank me for helping you. But you won't know. They know what they did. They will now do as if they are not interested. It's just like sometimes I will say, receive, and then I will go. I know I have transmitted something. Me, I know. Sometimes as I'm leaving, 3 seconds later, the thing will come. But you didn't know. They soaked themselves. They came and said, how are you? Oh God, look at me. And then you start swimming in water. We bring you out because this guy has been a sea diver for long. Hallelujah. So that, my friend, spoke to the lady. The lady couldn't resist what he was saying. It triggered the lust in the lady too. In the next 2 hours, they had 4 rounds of sex inside the lady's house. How did it happen? They didn't plan for it. The two of them did not have the plan. What happened? Say after me, influence. How did the influence come? Listening to music. Some of your worldview. Every that will come will be groaning, groaning after groaning. You use the widow or whatever and sleep. They will drain you of all we brought. Some is not hard. It's Telemundo. It's Jack and what? Jack, who is the one? Who are the people running now? Huh? Who are the people running? They know. Forget that they are quiet. If I tell the Holy Ghost to help me find them by power. Who are the new ones? You know. You know. When was the last time you watched? What is long? Long is last year. Is something that happened last year, is it long? Okay, let me agree that none of our sisters have ever watched it. Eh? Even yourself, you don't believe it. Let me warn you people, though. Don't go to hell from Revival Hub. Because the Bible said all liars. Not some. All. My mother used to show us that. Even small, small one. That is how. Now, this is on a lighter note. They told us that that's how you will end up with an arm robber in hell. Small, small lies. But that is not important. What I'm trying to say is that all these materials brings an influence upon a man. And anytime you see influence, it is atmospheric. So you see Michael Jackson. I hope you know there are people fall under anointing in Michael Jackson's. I'm not saying one person or two. The move. Like, you know that thing that Benny Hinn used to do? And do it, and people, I used to hear it, I didn't believe. Until I saw with my eyes. Have you seen it? Just type YouTube. Just type Michael Jackson, people falling. Okay. People fainting. You know, it's not falling, no, it's fainting. Because sometimes some people will fall. If I lay hands on some people, they will fall. Before I've removed my hand, they have stood up. So, you know, that's not the kind. Michael Jackson own is thicker. The ladies, they will just faint. They will come and dance in front, and they will just faint. Many of them, they will just faint like this. Don't say you will not faint too. Bosse, don't say you will not faint, because once you come there is an atmosphere. When I wave my jacket, the people falling, did they plan to fall? All they did was to come under the atmosphere that I carry. That is the oppression of these men, that their authority, the wickedness of this authority is in high places. And I've told you people that the measure of the power and oppression of a dark spirit in his is found in his capacity to do wickedness. The more wicked a spirit is, the more power he gains in the spirit. Just like as you are as a believer, the more love is found in you, the more goodness is found in you, the more proof you have that you have approximated to the nature an image of Christ. Love and goodness is the greatest proof that a man has approximated to the image of. The same way, opposite. The more a spirit is wicked, the more his authority is high in the spirit. So, if you see some demons that have refused to leave you, it's a proof that they are more wicked spirits. And all these layers of demonic oppression here, they are not normal spirits, because they have spirits under their control. You know why I'm trying to tell you this? There are two principal spirits God will help us to deal with this spirit, this period. I want to show you one quickly in the book of Acts chapter 19.
The two of them is in Acts chapter 19 and Revelation chapter 21. But let me touch Acts chapter 19. Show me verse 6. Show me verse 10. There's no time. Show me 12. Show me 15. Let me look for my Bible. Show me where they spoke about Dinah. Show me 24. For a certain man named Demetrius, increase the volume small, we're about to fly. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines, say after me, shrines. What is a shrine? Come and give this sister mic. What is a shrine? Who knows what is a shrine? No, just forgive her, but I will find her very soon. Who knows what is a shrine? You have finished your birthday now. Come and give her mic to tell us what is a shrine.
Can't communicate it well.
Or your paraphrase. What is a shrine? Give joy, you Dechuku. Let's find out.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I feel a shrine is a physical location that is fortified to host a spirit.
You are 100% correct. So why are you? Let's clap for her quickly. She did far better than I even expected. Every single word she used is important. What did she say?
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
She said a shrine is a physical location fortified for
worship. Come and give Bose. Aha, Yane. Give her. What did she say?
She said a shrine is a physical location fortified for a spirit to dwell in.
Is this what she said?
I forgot how she put it.
Where are you? Somebody gave answer behind you. And you forgot. Where are you now? Where are you? You are still doing wig at Enugu. Come and give her. Let me know whether these Enugu people are back. All the Enugu people, let's be finding them. I'm looking for two.
She said a shrine is a physical location that is fortified to host a spirit.
Where are you, Espo? I have an alcohol case, Griffin. So there are key things there. Host, that means a house. Spirit, that means a deity. Fortified, that means it's not a common place. Another word for fortified is separated, consecrated, sacred. That means if you enter that house, you know it's a normal room like your room. Are you hearing me? But when you enter it, you will know that it's not the same thing with your room. So these guys are building shrines for Dinah. Brought no small gain unto what? The craftsmen. Verse 25. Whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation and said, Sirs, Ye know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, that means there are some preaching that damages some people's business. Like some of the one we are doing. Huh? Imagine people using DSTV, using Telemundo to do advert for you. Will they like me? Check it now. Will they like me? Imagine people using the video to attract you. Will they like me? But almost, moreover, you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost what? Throughout all Asia. This Paul. Paul is an enigma. This Paul had persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods. You know the problem here? Eh? Paul is a god himself. Eh? Such that he told gods, you are not gods, and gods cannot challenge him. They are gods and they are gods. So. They are gods and they are gods. I say unto you, ye are gods. Even with that statement, you have to realize that ye are gods. Everybody is not of the same class in that God thing. Hmm? If you like, if you say it's true, go and do some things against Baba Deboy. He doesn't know. Listen to me. He doesn't know you did what you did. He doesn't know. Huh? You will still die like a fowl. There are people that died because of them that they are not aware of. If they knew, they would have stopped it. So this is Paul. Saying that there be no gods which are made with hands. 27. So that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be what? Despised. And her magnificence should be destroyed. Whom all Asia and what? You are not paying attention. This is not a small spirit. You see the territorial coverage of this spirit. Huh? You see, this spirit goes to anytime you see the governing power at a particular point in man's civilization, this spirit builds his biggest temple there. It doesn't matter whether it is twin towers, it is still a temple. I speak in parables. Because within the towers that men come to conduct business, is a temple. The spirit that is influenced is coming from the heavenly places. The power of this spirit is heavenly places. And I've told you people that height is an advantage in spirit. That is why before Jesus was able to administrate from the highest point of authority all that he has acquired in his death and his resurrection, the spirit, the Bible said that he rose beyond the heights and he arrived at a place. There is no place higher than there. So Satan had many things he wanted to do. So when he came to the book of Isaiah, he said, I will send my throne to the size of the north. I will become like the Most High. His desire is to sit at that throne of the Christ. That is where Jesus ascended to. And sat there. And anything that is done from there, there is no authority that can compare to it. And the reason why some of us can stand and challenge those spirits we are challenging is because our calling came from that throne. And it's higher than anywhere. Our anointing came from that throne. Our victory came from that throne. Our authority came from that throne. The throne of the Christ.
The Bible says we are seated. The believer's authority came from that throne. That is why when a believer that is born again today realizes his power, even Satan himself cannot do anything to you. If Satan can do it, he would have squeezed you when you got born again. But the Bible also said in the book of Ephesians, this same Ephesians, I think chapter 4, he said that him that ascended did not first ascend, but descended deep into the lower parts of the earth. And the Bible said, therein he led captivity captives. It was when he led captivity captives, he rose and gave gifts of men to men. It was in that place that some pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles were captured. So when we stand by our ministerial authority, Satan, look, all we do is to align and make sure we disappear. And it's Jesus standing. Because what we are doing is, Jesus is no more here physically. So there has to be a representation of the apostolic authority over the face of the earth, where Jesus will stand and thunder, and his words are laws, and government will be brought to lands and territories, because a man spoke. Is governmental, is a legislation by the authority of his calling, is coming from a realm, an ascension realm. So sometimes when we speak, Satan is not seeing us standing at him. No, he's made like Elijah. Even in the Old Testament, he understood. He came to Carmel, and when he challenged the prophets of Baal, 300 of them cannot touch one man, because he knew where he was standing. He said, before the Lord God whom I stand. It's only you that think Elijah is standing in Carmel. As far as Elijah is concerned, he's standing before God, the man of the presence. He knows how to change things. His audience is not men. The people he's interacting are not men. Eh? He has made friends in heaven. Gabriel knows him. Michael knows him. Heavy dimension of angels. He has attended cancer so much that he doesn't need to introduce himself. Huh? No. Not men like Elijah. So when he stands as Carmel, he will say, I'm bringing my friends. We just finished cancer. And they say, let's follow you to your house. Let's find out what is happening, sir. Who is that one disturbing you? I pray that counsel men will follow you to your house. Elijah had a lot of friends. Huh? He had so much friends that one day his friends were increasing in rank. One day the highest of his friends came and said, Oga, come, let's go. He had so much friends. Our job as believers is to continue making friends. In fellowship, we make friends. In alignment, in obedience, we make more friends. A day we appear, eh? We will not do anything. Our friends will be angry on our behalf. Eh? Have you been friend to somebody and something happened to him? He's paining you more than he's paining him. It has happened to me. Eh? You will tell the person, don't worry, this one is my own fight. What I used to do. There are some high ranking angels. When they hear that something is about to happen to some of us, you know what they do? They dedicate themselves and smite the host of Satan. Forget all these things Satan is doing, you know. There are high ranking angels, heavy one. All that is needed is for one to come. Some of them, if they appear, they will just be coming from heaven like this. Coming. Their wings and fire. Their wings and fire. Hey! They are so heavy they can darken the sun. If you ask them, they say, I come to see my friend. Where is your friend? He says he's at Nehu. Yes.
every one of them, we will start, we still doesn't touch the ground. All the angels that see, they are from their feet, doesn't touch the ground. When they appear, they suspend between heaven and earth, because their oppression and authority is in the heavenly places. When we need to contend with powers in heavenly places, high places, they appear and stand between heaven and earth.
If you ask them, they came, they will tell you they came for their friends. They have friends at the name.
Kaya.
Do you have friends? You know, this is the thing, eh? Sometimes you see people walking on, has it happened to you? You see people walking on the street and you don't know who the person is. Until you find the person's trouble. Eh? Before you know it, army with four hillocks will come in your house and is one person you owe. Eh? They will come and be arresting everybody in your village. Meanwhile, you are the one that caused trouble. The chief and the igwe of your town, they will, from far, they will be asking what happened. What happened? What happened? Eh? They have not reached your house. They are arresting everybody just because of what you did. Eh? The demons, higher ranking demons in hell, will be saying, what happened? What happened? They say it's one small marine spirit, that the one. That the one that look for trouble, they say, they will ask the marine spirit, who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you? Don't you know this guy is connected to the chief of army staff? Eh? The commander of the heavenly host. They know him by name. The command. Kataba. They need to shake your hands. If I can on board, if I need now hugging, I don't deserve you back. Can you go on a cloaking? Aha. Help that lady. Makamito. I want you to cry for 2 minutes. Where are my friends? You cannot stay for 38 days, 36 days before the presence of God, and you have not made friends. Any place you live for 36 days, you will have friends. Now, every big cat can't
run from the curse that answer. Mighty peace of fire, of war, waters, territorial keepers.
Our friends are here. Where you are, yeah.